What happens when a cricket-loving immigrant from India takes the helm of a struggling tech behemoth? In Hit Refresh, Satya Nadella reveals the remarkable journey that transformed both himself and Microsoft. His story begins not in a Silicon Valley garage, but on cricket fields in Hyderabad, where he learned lessons about teamwork and strategy that would later prove invaluable. The transformation he engineered wasn't just about new products or business models, it was a fundamental reimagining of Microsoft's culture and purpose. Like a skilled cricket captain assessing the field, Nadella recognized that Microsoft's greatest challenge wasn't technological, but cultural. The company had developed what he called a know-it-all mindset that stifled innovation and collaboration. His response? To nurture a learn-it-all culture that valued curiosity over certainty and growth over status. This shift wasn't merely philosophical. It unleashed Microsoft's potential in ways that surprised even industry veterans. The birth of Nadella's son, Zane, with severe cerebral palsy, could have been just a private family challenge. Instead, it became the cornerstone of his leadership philosophy. Imagine receiving news that your newborn will never walk, talk, or experience life as most children do. How would that reshape your worldview? For Nadella, this profound personal challenge developed his capacity for empathy in ways that business school never could. Through countless hospital visits and therapies, he learned to truly understand others' experiences, not just sympathize, but comprehend their needs at a fundamental level. This empathy didn't stay confined to his personal life. It permeated his professional identity and transformed Microsoft's approach to innovation. Buddhist teachings about suffering and impermanence provided additional perspective, helping Nadella develop equanimity, a balanced mind capable of weathering any storm. This philosophical foundation proved invaluable in navigating both personal challenges and corporate turbulence. The impact materialized in tangible ways. Microsoft invested heavily in accessibility technologies like eye gaze tracking, which allows people with mobility challenges to control computers with their eyes. What began as a personal connection to accessibility evolved into a corporate commitment to inclusive design that benefits millions worldwide. While other tech executives focused on software licenses, Nadella envisioned computing power becoming as accessible as electricity. "I saw the cloud as the ultimate democratizer," he explained, challenging Microsoft's traditional reliance on Windows and Office licenses. The cloud's impact manifested globally. In rural India, communities bypassed traditional infrastructure limitations, accessing computing resources through simple internet-connected devices. In both Andhra Pradesh and Tacoma, Washington, cloud computing helped predict student dropout risks. In Kenya, startups leveraged cloud technology to deliver solar energy while building credit histories for the unbanked. During Nepal's 2015 earthquake, cloud technology proved crucial, enabling aid workers to coordinate relief efforts with unprecedented efficiency, demonstrating its life-saving potential. When Nadella became CEO in 2014, Microsoft was struggling with disappointing products, failed mobile initiatives, and internal divisions. Instead of announcing an immediate strategic shift, he focused first on transforming the company's culture. Quoting Peter Drucker's "Culture Eats Strategy for Breakfast," Nadella identified Microsoft's know-it-all culture as a key problem. This mindset, which valued individual brilliance over learning and growth, had created silos and hindered innovation. His primary focus became transforming Microsoft into a learn-it-all organization. This shift wasn't merely philosophical. Nadella dismantled organizational barriers, fostered collaboration between previously competing teams, and redirected focus from product success to customer outcomes. With this cultural foundation established, he introduced a new mission of empowering every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. This guided Microsoft's mobile-first, cloud-first strategy, leading the company to develop cross-platform services rather than remaining Windows-centric. Picture this, Microsoft CEO on stage at a Salesforce event, holding an iPhone running Microsoft applications. Years earlier, this scene would have been unthinkable, as Microsoft viewed the tech industry as a zero-sum game where success came at others' expense. The world is too complex to go it alone, Nadella explains. This insight transformed Microsoft's approach to competition, replacing the winner-takes-all mentality with a more nuanced understanding of the technology ecosystem. Take Microsoft's relationship with Apple, historically one of tech's greatest rivalries. Microsoft developed Office applications for Apple devices, expanding its reach to millions of Apple users while providing them valuable productivity tools. This collaborative spirit extended broadly. Microsoft partnered with Google on open source projects, worked with Facebook on AI initiatives, and embraced Linux, an operating system former CEO Steve Ballmer had once called a cancer. Building these partnerships required trust. Nadella approached these relationships with empathy and transparency, noting that trust is built in drops and lost in buckets, acknowledging the patience needed to transform rivalries into partnerships. Nadella identifies three converging technologies that will define our future: mixed reality, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing. Rather than isolated innovations, these technologies will fundamentally reshape our digital interactions. Mixed reality merges physical and digital environments, breaking free from traditional two-dimensional computing interfaces. Microsoft's HoloLens demonstrates this by enabling users to interact with digital content as if it existed in physical space. Artificial intelligence has evolved rapidly through the convergence of vast datasets, cloud computing, and advanced algorithms. Microsoft's approach focuses on augmenting human capabilities rather than replacing them. Quantum computing, while still emerging, holds transformative potential. Unlike traditional computers, quantum systems could solve complex problems, from drug discovery to supply chain optimization, in seconds. These technologies represent paradigm shifts in computing, from graphical interfaces to natural interaction, from programmed responses to learning systems, and from binary to quantum processing. Together, they're reshaping not just how we use computers, but how we understand and interact with the world. The ultimate message of Nadella's journey is that technology must serve humanity, not the other way around. This principle guides Microsoft's approach to artificial intelligence, privacy, security, and economic opportunity. The Tay chatbot incident, where users manipulated an AI into posting offensive content, highlighted a crucial challenge. AI systems reflect both humanity's potential and its flaws. This experience shaped Nadella's core principles for ethical technology design. AI should complement rather than replace human capabilities. Systems must be transparent and explainable. Privacy and security must be fundamental. And technology must be inclusive of diverse human experiences. These principles extend to economic concerns, particularly as automation transforms labor markets. Nadella advocates for reimagining education, social safety nets, and corporate responsibility to ensure technological progress benefits society broadly. The COVID-19 pandemic later reinforced these themes, as technology enabled remote work and education while exposing digital divides and the importance of human connection. Nadella's vision combines optimism about technology's potential to address global challenges with humility about their complexity. It looks beyond quarterly earnings to fundamental questions about our desired future and technology's role in shaping it.